And good morning. I have a couple of ladies in here this morning. My guest, Sherry Tussler, who is the CEO Emeritus for the Hunger Task Force, and Gabby Hood from the Racine Police Department. And while you're enjoying that big breakfast this morning, you've got eggs, you've got sausage, you've got English muffin or toast, got a big glass of orange juice, a nice little hot cup of coffee this morning. And there are people starving. There are people who don't have food for breakfast this morning. And if they do, maybe it's not as abundant as yours. And that's where our guests come in this morning. And Sherry, we're talking about this being the summer, and there's no school to give free lunch programs. So what do people do when they get hungry?
Kids get hungry, and parents don't have enough money to make ends meet, and so kids go hungry. Breakfast and lunch is served at the schools. There will only be four schools that are offering summer school throughout Racine, City of, this summer. And so what we're going to do is establish a breakfast and lunch, or excuse me, a lunch and supper program for children at one of the community-oriented police houses.
So they can get breakfast and lunch there, no? Or just lunch?
They're going to get lunch and supper.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, because that's really when kids are awake.
I hate to bring this up, but I saw a movie once. Supper is served at 10 o'clock. Dinner is served at 6 o'clock.
True that.
I saw this elegant couple going out. We're going to go out for supper tonight.
Yes.
And I said, supper? It's like 10 o'clock. What are they doing? I didn't realize supper served late. Dinner is served at 6. So you're talking dinner.
Yes.
Okay.
We're talking about 4:30 dinner.
Oh, that's old people time for eating dinner.
It's a good time for us to do it because obviously Officer Hood needs to get back to work.
I saw Jerry Seinfeld with his family on TV. He said, I'm not going to wolf down a steak at 4:30 in the afternoon for dinner. Gabby, you come in because you're using the cop house as a location, right?
We are. And we also named this program after my aunt, who was an avid volunteer for individuals experiencing less than great life circumstances. She found the value in volunteering her time and linking people with resources who are hungry. So this is something that we're continuing on, and she's no longer here, but this is something that will be good for the community and those that are in need.
You know, it's so hard to believe that in this country, people are starving, that don't have money for food. It's hard to believe. You think of third world nations, you think of people in this, kids in the streets. It's happening here.
Well, the data says that 1 in 5 kids from the city of Racine is hungry. They're living in poverty, and they don't have adequate access to food, particularly during the summer.
Is it because their families are maybe broken up, or is it just their parents just don't make a lot of money?
A lot of jobs don't pay a living wage. And, you know, you need to keep a roof over your head, keep the utilities paid, and then finally you put food on the table.
Man, I just was never in that situation. I tell people I grew up in the Leave It to Beaver household. It just, my parents just took care of my brother and I, and that we didn't ask any questions, and dinner was there.
Well, we're hoping that the Leave It to Beaver households can help out some of these low-income households by getting involved with this program.
All right, so let's get involved with it. What is it called? Now, it's named after...
It's called Benner Beats Hunger. Her name was Julianne Benner.
Okay. Benner Beats Hunger?
Correct.
Okay. And how do people get involved? Now, the Hunger Task Force is in Milwaukee, but here you said it's the Racine Food Bank, right?
Racine County Food Bank, yes.
So where is that located?
That is over on DeCoven.
Yep, 2000 DeCoven is where the food bank is, and individuals can go there as well as a number of sites throughout the city that they're able to pick up food that is provided by the food bank.
My mother used to live there with my dad at Lake Oaks there on DeCoven. Whereabouts near DeCoven? Where is that?
So actually, the food bank's 2000 DeCoven, which would be closer to Taylor Avenue.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I do know where it is. All right. And how do people donate?
Well, right now, what we want to do is get businesses and individuals involved. We're still looking for a fiscal agent, and it may either be the United Way or Racine Recreation Division. So hold off right now, but feel free to reach out to me, stussler@gmail.com, and we'll be able to move those donations through to help feed hungry kids. But they can also donate things, juice boxes, healthy snacks for kids, because those kids are also going to leave on Friday and go hungry all weekend. And so if we can leave behind a few extra things that are healthy foods for those kids, don't think about canned goods, but think about to-go items like, again, granola bars, pudding cups, juices that are 100% juice.
Yeah, it's so hard to believe. And here we are. I'm walking amongst them in Racine, and there are people walking around hungry. And it's hard to believe in this country that happens. Now, you were telling me some of the programs got cut or got funding cut, right? What was that about?
Well, we're anticipating quite a few cuts in Medicaid and in food share. There'll be some work requirements. There'll be a lot more stringent requirements around reporting and getting involved. And so during the pandemic, people got very high levels of benefits for the food share program. And what we saw was an actual decrease in the number of people visiting food pantries. And it's because they had enough money on their food share card to go to the grocery store. Now, an average single, a senior as an example, is going to get $23 a month in food share. Imagine living on $23 a month for your food.
Seniors, too. Maybe a young person can say, well, get out and get a job. A senior, it's tough to get a job.
Well, and, you know, should they have to continue to work well into their older years?
I know. Here I am.
Well, you're the rare bird.
Here I am. Now, how do people get involved? Maybe they don't know about the program. I would think you would know if you're hungry. You'd check all the resources. But how do people find out about this?
Well, what we're doing right now is going door to door and dropping literature off. Obviously, maybe they're hearing us on the radio today. And if they want to stop by the Cop House on Geneva Street, the meal is going to be from 11:45 until 12:15 for lunch. And we agreed that we were
calling. Is it in operation now?
It starts on Monday. Yeah.
So, and then it runs through beginning of school?
We're going to run it through August 29th or until fewer than 50 people show up, depending upon which
happens first. Wow, how many people show up?
50 to 100.
Really?
Yes.
And this is for adults and children, right?
Yeah. What we want to do is involve parents and caretakers because we think that it's really difficult, frankly, to give a free meal to a child and then have their mom watch them eat it, but not eat herself.
Yeah.
We're going to involve everybody.
Give us a typical meal you might serve.
Well, the meals are all healthy, and so they're
coming. Oh, forget it then.
You're going to make sure that there's going to be a protein, so a meat item. There's going to be a dairy. There'll be fruit. There'll be some type of starch. And so a sandwich, as an example, is a healthy meal.
You know, I've told this story many times on the air. I'm not a big vegetable eater. I'm not a good big fruit eater. I'm just not. And it's not that it wasn't offered to me. I just didn't like it. I like the looks of it. So one day, I must have been about 8, 9 years old. My mother was setting the table. She put peas on my plate by mistake. And she went to go take it away. My father said, no, leave it. He's going to eat that. That just set off a chain of events. And I didn't want to eat it. He said, well, you're not leaving this table till you eat it. So they went down to the rec room after dinner, watched TV for 2 hours, came back. I was sitting there and I said, I wasn't being rebellious. I just know I wouldn't keep it down. I just know I wouldn't. Now, I'll eat peas if they're in rice or soup, but a plate full of them. So my father said, you think you're going to win this war? I said, no, believe me, if I eat it, this is going to be worse at this table. So he said, go up to your room. And my mother never put another, she put carrots on there, things like that. But I just couldn't do it. And my father would eat anything. So he said, you're going to eat that.
Right.
And it was healthy.
What we always say is one polite bite. So give it a try.
No, I tried it.
Right.
I know what I'm going to keep down and what I'm not going to keep down. That's one of them. And my mother was smart enough to know, don't ever do that again because there's going to be trouble at the table. And as long as it wasn't there, there was no problem. But if she mixed it with like white rice or vegetable soup, I didn't have a problem with it. But when you just lay it there. Want to hear one more story? I'm being sent to Atlanta to work for one of our stations. This is back in the 70s. And the guy says, I'm going to treat you to a nice southern meal. And he gets fried okra, fried cauliflower. Everything's deep fried. And they bring these vegetables deep fried to my plate. And the oil is just running down the plate. And I wouldn't eat this stuff if it was served by a 5-star chef. Yet going to eat this stuff all dripping with oil and breadcrumbs and blech. He's talking to me for an hour. I have no idea what he was saying because I'm concentrating on trying to keep this food down. Because, I guess I wanted the job. And I ate some of this stuff. And I can still remember to this day what it tasted like. But it's the oil running down my plate. Enough with my food stories. All right, so let's recap here so we know. With people just tuning in, people tuning in and out. This is, the program is part of, is it part of the Hunger Task Force or just it's separate?
No, it's not actually. It's going to be an individual program run by the Center for Independence at the Cop House.
At the Cop House. And it starts Monday.
It starts Monday. Now,
do people have to register or just show up?
Show up.
They can always just show up to Geneva.
And you don't need proof or anything, do you?
No, they just need to show up and we will serve. And our hope with the family dining setting is that we are able to help understand some of the struggles that these people are going through and address some of the needs at the core.
Yeah, and you know, I told you how I grew up. And I always had food in my mouth, not vegetables, but food in my mouth. We always had everything. And my father worked hard. He didn't have any money. He just worked very hard. And I just don't know what it's like to be hungry. I think most people don't know what it's like to be hungry. And I'm not talking about, oh, I can eat another slice of pizza. It's not that kind of hungry. It's like hungry that I don't feel good anymore because I haven't eaten all day. It's that kind of hunger. And so how do people help out? You can help out with donations. You can help with money. You can help out how?
You can volunteer as well.
Okay.
So we're going to need people to help us serve. To keep everybody straight in the line, to remind people where their garbage goes. And so anybody who wants to help out can also reach out to me at stussler@gmail.com.
S. Tussler.
Yes.
Oh, that's right. Your name is Sherry Tussler. I see how that works.
Easy enough. And so I'll be that coordinating force because Officer Hood has a really big job and I'm retired.
Okay. So, and this is at the Cop House on Geneva Street.
Yep. 1140 Geneva.
And this starts on Monday, and the hours are 4:30 until?
4:30 until we're done serving.
Okay.
And don't forget about lunch.
Oh, yeah, sure, I got lunch too. When is lunch served?
11:45.
11:45 until?
12:15.
Okay, well, that's not bad.
It's not bad at all.
Well, this is good. You know, I'm so glad people do good things in this world because I'm just not a volunteer person. I just don't know. I wish I could. My wife volunteers for stuff all the time. And is always willing to help. I just don't know. Maybe I should. Maybe my old age, I should start doing more stuff like that.
Or you could get out your checkbook.
Oh, we got checks now?
There you go.
Well, maybe I will.
Yeah.
Maybe before you leave here, I will do that.
Yeah.
I don't have a check with me, but I'll take care of something for you. Well, this is great. And what else do you want to say?
Well, I just want to remind people that they can make a difference. And so everybody as an individual can make a difference by helping end hunger. They can donate to food drives. They can donate to their local pantry. They can come on down and help out at the Cop House this summer. And we're hoping next summer we're going to be able to expand and be in a lot more locations that are community-based.
Okay. Now, you talked about the Hospitality Center on Main Street. Now, what's that?
We would call that a soup kitchen. It's different than what we're doing at the Cop House in that we're going to involve a lot of kids. And it's more likely that people are homeless or very low-income adults who are struggling that would go to a soup kitchen.
Now, the cuts, are they going to affect the school lunch programs at all?
We don't anticipate so far, but they will impact Food Share, which is that program that gives you the debit card to buy food.
Yeah, I was talking to a friend of mine. When I was in school, we had you had your lunch, but you had a choice of bread and butter or peanut butter and jelly, in addition to the regular lunch. It was just like a half a sandwich. There was never any problem with peanut butter, you know, with the nuts and everything. I never had one person collapse on the floor. All of a sudden, you can't serve anything with nuts in schools. I just never remember anybody having a problem with it.
Yeah, there are a lot of challenges around allergies.
Yeah.
And so the Center for Independence, who is preparing the meals, will be aware of that.
Yeah.
And generally speaking, kids and parents know if their child is allergic to a specific thing.
Yeah. Well, it's a good thing you're doing. And
thank you.
Again, if people want to help, they can volunteer or open their checkbook.
Right.
And they do that how? Come getting hold of you?
Right.
stussler@gmail.com.
Right. We're hoping to have our nonprofit set up by Monday.
And you find extra time, too. This is off the clock, right?
It's off the clock, on the clock. It's all the time. People are hungry all the time.
Yeah. Cop House is at
1140 Geneva Street.
1140 Geneva Street.
And people can come in addition to the meal program. I do have dry goods for people to come and take advantage of if they need it, cleaning supplies, stuff like that.
Well, ladies, I thank you very much for coming in And probably a lot of people didn't know this even existed.
Thanks for inviting us.
Yeah, and give us the name of the program again, based on your aunt.
Benner Beats Hunger.
Benner Beats Hunger. I like that. All right. Whose idea was that? That was yours? Okay, that's good.
It was.
You got a job in advertising. What can I tell you? if the cop thing doesn't work out, thank you,
I'll
ladies.
Be calling you.
I do appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Thank you.